This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. If you're just tuning in, today's show is our monthly New STL Music Jam. And this is the part of the show where we do a roundup of new releases by artists in or from St. Louis who've been making music that represents many different genres. As usual, we've got guests live in studio to share their picks of fresh tracks that could very well become new favorites, songs that you'll put on repeat, and artists you'll go back to time and time again. First, we have Quinchel Brown, co-founder of Create Spaces. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we also have fellow Create Spaces co-founder, Dwayne Ferguson.
How's it going?
Great to have you.
Yes.
And we have our St. Louis on the Air producer, Maya Norfleet.
Hello.
Yes.
And as a quick reminder, everything we're about to hear has already been added to our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup. So let's get right to it. We're doing something a little bit different. I actually chose a song this time, and it is a song by a St. Charles-based collective called Rents Due. What I like about this song is it reminds me of Diggable Planets. Something to play really loud and to sing along to while driving someplace with at least one of the windows cracked. And we got to hear from one of the collective's members, Connor Brown. Here's Connor talking about writing this song and its intersection with personal life.
We drew the inspiration for the song kind of from, you know, real life events, what we were going through, or at least what I was going through at that time, being, you know, in a relationship that you kind of both want the same thing, but you're not really saying it as clear as you could be saying it, and they're not saying it as clear as they could be saying it. It kind of opened up that door to me talking more about my emotions and being more clear about it as well.
Yeah. You need to say what's on your mind, cause I just keep running and running in circles. Feel like I'm jumping hurdles in a circus, but I ain't with funny. Yeah, you ain't no funny. You say there's no fun in it, so you say. So why don't you leave and try to change it, cause I'm feeling like we ain't really working if you're not gonna put in the effort. It's not a versus, we a team. But you keep fighting like you're my nemesis. Throw a jab, a right hook, and a spinning kick. I've been talking, but now you ain't hearing it. Try to write it, then you act illiterate. If I try to sign, you act like you blind. Nah, I really can't take a shit. So what you gonna do? Just choose. I'm sick and tired of being stuck in this loop.
I just really want you. Tell me, baby, what we gotta do. Tryna be the best person for you. You make it harder, just tell me the truth.
I just really want you. Tell me, baby, what we gotta do. Tryna be the best person for you. You make it harder, just tell me the truth.
I want you, baby. I need you to tell me,
And that is Want You by Rents Due. So you all hear the Diggable Planets a little bit there.
Yes.
So for our next song, we have a pick that Ferg, you have chosen. And this is called 84, Money in the Bag. Tell us a little bit about this.
So 84 is one of those artists here from St. Louis, but one of the reasons why I picked this song and him specifically is because all of his music is clean. He has no profanity in any of his music, and this song is just like a motivational mantra for me. I listen to it in the shower when I get up to get ready for work or where I'm going, because I want this to be the manifestation of my life. Every time the phone rings, money in the bag.
Let's hear some of this song.
Every time the phone rings, money in the bag, money in the bag, money in the bag. Every time I hit the stage, money in the bag, money in the bag. Money in the bag. Every time I wake up, money in the bag, money in the bag, money in the bag. Praying with my face up, money in the bag, money in the bag, money in the bag. I don't play about my paper, started with a pager. Then I got a next deal, trapping out the motels, wholesale. Used to move it by the key. Now I push them 16s, put them on the triple beams. And wait, go ahead and taste it. They can't feel their faces when they listen to my station. Giving love to Apple Music. They one of my pushers. Asking me to spot a guy who working for Spotify. Fine, here's the music. Please do not abuse it. High off
off your own supply, then turned into a user. I said, fine, here's the music. Please do not abuse it. High off your own supply, I'm serving from St. Louis. Every time the phone rings, money.
And that's Money in the Bag by 84. Maya, what do you think of this?
In talking with Jada as we were preparing the music for this segment, she said that she heard a little Young Dolph in it. And I was like, you know what? I do hear that too. I was trying to place it, but she's the one that made me realize what was so familiar to me.
Mm-hmm. And that's Jada Jones, who's a producer on our team. Is that also something that you now hear, or that you, each of you, Trell, Ferg, you heard?
I could hear some semblance of that and some of the cadences. Yeah, I could definitely hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is this, you said this is something that you play as sort of a motivational song?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. You've got a dad gang hat on. Is that part of it?
Yeah, that's more of my motivation now. I'm a dad now. So, you know, I got to find as much motivation as I can to keep going and, you know, making sure that the money is in the bag.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of keeping going, the next selection, Maya, is one that you have chosen.
Yeah.
Tell us about the song that we're about to hear.
This will be Abrogation of All. Yes, by Pfister. So Pfister's been around for 16 years, so they've been in the game for a minute. And they are a metal band. Three performers, and I got to catch up with Kenny Snarzik, who does vocals and bass guitar, to ask him what this new album, their sixth album that'll be coming out, what it means to him and his bandmates.
I personally think this album is our heaviest to date. Despite the bleak and harrowing nature of our music, we're really happy with the album. I'm a friendly person by nature, and I'm happy to hear when a fan reaches out and tells me what our music means to them or answer any questions they might have about a song or album. But at the end of the day, we didn't make this album for them. This is for us, and that's the way it's always been.
And that is Abrogation of All by Pfister. Maya, you said something about this.
So really, it is a great song, and I really do like it. Like Kenny said, their music is bleak, but it's real and it's honest. And honestly, it's just an excuse to get my mom to listen to more doom metal.
Oh.
I just want to force her to listen to metal, and now she has to because she's listening now.
And we do have a copy of the lyrics in front of us. It's kind of hard to tell where the lyrics are, where in the song we are, but I really appreciate the complexity of those lyrics of this song.
And really, again, the title says exactly what the song is about. It's dissolving treaties, it's dissolving agreements, and how we don't necessarily like when that happens, simply put.
Yes. So the next track is one by an artist named Lil Derek, and it's called Keep Trying. Ferg, can you tell us a little bit about this selection?
So this song is actually produced by me, and it was produced at the Create Place with one of our artists there. And it really just came from a session where me and Lil Derek were kind of just sitting around, and he was like, you know, I don't want to make a record like this. And then we just started making it from scratch, and it literally just became one of the most beautiful songs that I've ever produced, and I'm really proud of this record.
And it has a lot of references, right?
Yep.
To St. Louis, to Missouri. How much of that was Lil Derek really going for?
So Lil Durk is a St. Louis native, and you know, I think he was just really tapping into his past here in the city and some of the relational problems that he's had. And there's another artist on there, a spoken word artist, KZ Smooth. He was like on the intro and outro, both natives. And I think they just kind of tapped into a true place for this record, and they brought it all out on the song.
Mm-hmm. And again, that was Keep Trying by Lil Durk. To keep us going sort of on a little bit of a wave that we've ridden of different genres, this next song, which is, we need to hear Lil Durk. Let's hear Lil Durk. Give him the time that he deserves.
So we keep trying, telling each other lies. The spark we had is dying, ain't no need to act surprised. Further apart, drifting away with the tides, cause we drowning in remorse from the trauma we survived. See, I never treat you like you ordinary. The thought of losing you forever really more than scary. Trying to let go of our past, we got more to bury. Give me all the love you have, that's my sword to carry. Funny how my last girl really said she'd be my last. It was hard to let her go when she slipped through my grass. Holding on to a thread of hope that only dwindled as the days passed. Now she's just somebody I used to know in my past. You was here for a good time, not a long time. Really thought you was the one, guess it was the wrong time. Got your voicemail, had me thinking your phone died. Can't express my emotions, so I just made these songs cry.
And that is Lil Durk with Keep Trying. So let's, again, as I was saying, we're going to turn to something that is a little bit different in sound. And that is a song that is by someone who's from St. Louis, Courtney, mm-hmm. who's now based in Chicago.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what it is that Courtney shared with you.
Yeah, we're going to actually hear a little bit from Courtney. But Courtney, I got hip to her because she opened for SmiNo at one of his last like Christmases events that he holds in St. Louis. And Courtney really just shared with me the inspiration for the song It's All Right.
With this song in particular, I was inspired by 80s pop and funk. My parents are huge Prince fans, and I think I was submersing myself in Prince and Janet in the last year. When people take in my work, I want them to feel empowered to be their most authentic selves, no matter what that looks like. And ultimately, I hope to be the antithesis to apathy. And finally, act on what's important to us, because the world really needs us right now.
The world is burning. Can't you see the flame?
Can't you see the flame?
They got their eyes shut.
Online acting like they know me.
And that is It's All Right by Courtney. That's Courtnie.
Yes.
from St. Louis and based in Chicago. I hear so much of 80s when I hear that song. So to wrap up the roundup, we have a selection that you have made, Trell, and it is by someone who goes back and forth from in between St. Louis and Chicago.
Yes.
Tell us about Staring by McCrae.
So he has so many great songs. I couldn't make up my mind on which one, but I know we wanted to do one within 2024. So this is just one of his newest songs that I'm still getting used to. But he played it recently at a concert, and he kind of had the whole crowd hands up with their phones in the air, and he really inspired the crowd to really sing along with him. So when I heard that song live, I just like, this song is just like, it just motivated me and just like lit something inside of me. So I like really wanted to shine some light on this song.
Mm-hmm. And this is McCrae with Staring.
Still remember the holes in my sweater where you stick your fingers through, just to feel my body through my arms. Can I even begin to? All that's left is me and you.
need somebody. Ego, leave my body. We all need somebody else. We all need somebody. Ego, leave my body. We all need somebody else.
Backtracking like I'm Jake Long. The American Dragon will always take on. Miyagi told me practice my wax off on a bin. Steadily cracking at my goal so I can go where I wanna go.
And that is McCrae with Staring. Trull, you talked about the experience in person, and I get that feel, but I'm so glad that this is one that you chose because of the way that you saw it energize people like together in a room.
Yes.
I mean, is that something that you look for in the music that you choose to listen to when you can't hear it in person?
Absolutely. I mean, our whole mission at our space is about community and bringing people together and a genuine connection. So anytime I see that energy on a stage, I automatically get drawn to you, and I see how you can bring the community together. It kind of aligns with our mission already at the Create Place.
Mm-hmm. And that is the perfect segue to talk about Create Place. I mean, we introduced you, Trull, and Ferg as the co-founders of it. It'd be great to hear a little bit more about it. So what are these spaces? Because it's Create Spaces, plural, Trump. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so Create Spaces is pretty much our overall arching name. Our location is actually the Create Place. So we do business as the Create Place. But it's pretty much a community for young professionals, entrepreneurs, creatives, podcasters, influencers, engineers. We're pretty much a family, and we try to figure out how we can provide resources for creatives, but also provide opportunities and exposure. We help them get paid. We're all about really bridging the gap in where we need to in the St. Louis community.
Mm-hmm. Where did the idea for this come from, Ferg?
So the idea initially started with Quintrell and another business partner of ours. It was just the fact that, you know, we are all creatives here in the city. We all went to school for this type of stuff. And some of us just feel like coming out of school, coming out here is kind of hard. You don't have those resources. You don't have that connection, community. And to play on the word, create the name, Create Spaces, it's not just about the space that we're in, but it's any space that we bring that community to, any space that we can come and set up. Whether that's at the Create Place, at the Dark Room, Keener Plaza, places mm-hmm. like that. It's just about bringing the community together.
And so far, I mean, what has the response been? You all have not been around for that long, right, Trull?
No, we've been open about three to four years now. But I will say the impact, we've helped about 10,000 creatives and entrepreneurs since we've been open. We've created almost 3,000 jobs. So we've the impact and the response is crazy. Even when we do events, it's like everyone, they come out like a family and support each other. Whoever's on stage, they're rooting for them.
Mm-hmm. And I did attend one of the regular shows, I guess, that you
yes.
all are doing at the Dark Room. And what really stood out to me was the range of ages of the people in that space. Mm-hmm. It was really refreshing in some ways. I felt a little old in some ways, but
girl,
it's great to feel that way because the, you know, like that cross-generational and also mixed as far as race goes, like that was really great to see. So on the 28th Dark Room, that is the next event. What is it that people can expect, Trull?
So this one, we are actually doing something different for the Dark Room. Usually Dark Room is like a jazz space for singers and vocalists, but we have decided to do a hip-hop takeover for February.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the artists you heard today, like Lil Derek and 84, they'll be performing, but they're going to tell their life journey on how they got to where they're at, kind of mixing it with some live instruments and really just telling a story while they're on stage.
Mm-hmm. I wish you luck with that. And we will have some information on our website, stlonair.show, as to how people can find out how to join that. Quintrell Brown, co-founder of Create Spaces, and Dwayne Ferguson, also co-founder of Create Spaces. Welcome to, or thank you, that is, for joining our show today. And Maya Norfleet, as always. Again, a reminder that you can find the playlist for what we heard today by visiting Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup, and keep in mind that we are always looking for suggestions for new people to be part of this roundup.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet,
with production assistance by Jada Jones.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.